2004, Todd A. and Christina A. B. Fishburne. Intersection of Patrick Court and Road 498 being Lot 1 within Patrick subdivision. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Todd Fishburne, 6120 Patrick Court, Seaford, Delaware.
Testimony you're about to give, the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Absolutely.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Jane Patchell from Tunnel and Razor, and I'm here tonight representing Todd and Christine Fishburne. We're respectfully requesting a 1.1-foot front yard variance for the applicant's dwelling and a 14.4-foot side yard variance for their shed, which is located on a permanent foundation. Mr. and Mrs. Fishburne purchased the Patrick Court property on November 16, 2004. The improvements, the dwelling, and the shed existed on the property in their present location at the time of the purchase. A survey was completed for that sale. However, neither the front nor side yard setback violations were brought to the Fishburne's attention until they recently attended to refinance the property. We're here tonight to correct the violations through our request for the variances. In 1998, the owner of the property at the time applied for the exact same variances that we are requesting tonight. At a hearing held on August 3, 1998, Mr. Rickard explained that in 1997, another zoning inspector issued the kennel shed as a zero setback and determined that the house needed a variance to meet the setback requirements. Although the prior owner applied for the necessary variances, the request was denied due to lack of representation at the hearing. No reapplication for that variance was ever applied for until now. Therefore, this proves that the conditions necessitating the request for the variance were not created by the applicant, but have existed for over 10 years in their present condition. The variance, if granted, will not alter the character of the neighborhood surrounding the property, nor will it impair the use or development of adjacent properties. Neither the dwelling house nor the shed encroaches on any adjacent property or impacts the use of the neighboring lands in any way. It's been in existence for over 10 years with no complaints, no violation certificate issued, and no neighbors filing anything with the Board of Assessment. The existing setback deviations do not affect the use of any adjacent properties, the public welfare, and therefore should be approved. As you can see from the survey that was submitted along with the application, we are asking for the minimum variance required to put the property in compliance with its zoning classification. This request has no effect on any flood hazards. It doesn't create any nuisance. There's no additional threat to public safety or any extraordinary public expense involved. The setback violations, again, have been in existence for quite some time with no enlargement of the infractions. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, impair the use or development of adjacent properties, or represent a detriment to the public welfare. Denial of the application would create an exceptional hardship on the applicant since it is impractical and cost prohibitive to move the existing dwelling house, and the shed is on a permanent foundation and would be quite expensive to move that also. Therefore, we respectfully request that you grant the applicant's variance requests. I would now like to introduce you to Mr. Fishburne. He is the applicant. Would you please verify the information that was just stated on your behalf?
Yes, everything is true and correct.
Mr. Chairman, the board's information, the 10-year violations now that we, when you deny a case, will not happen again. I've got a system in now that when you deny a case, they're immediately given that 30-day after the finding of the facts. Okay, and an inspector will be out there to either issue another, you know, a violation or make them go to constable's office, and it will be taken care of. Okay, that was one of the things that we had discussed, how to enforce the denials that the board has done, and that's in place.
That is in place now. Thank you for that. It's very helpful. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No,
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Edson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no questions? Are there, excuse me, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, I do have one question about the dog kennels. Are they used for private?
No, I don't have any dogs. I think some of the previous owners did at one point, but I don't use them as dog kennels, no.
But it's not going to be used as to raise dogs?
No, not by me.
Okay. Hearing no opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10204. As it's been like that for quite some time, I don't think it would alter the sense of character of the neighborhood. It was not created by the applicant, and it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10204. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved.
Thank you.